Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
So where's the skincare line coming to play?
So during COVID, I was using a lot of different products that were breaking my skin out, man. And I was just like, yo, like, let me create my own thing that both men and women can use, that's all organic, that is true to me and feels regal. And again, man, God's gift, man. I partnered with these guys in Israel. And we got minerals from the Dead Sea. So the Dead Sea, people, if you don't know, it's a healing component. So a lot of people go down to a lot of people go down to Israel to go straight to the Dead Sea to heal any type of skin disease, skin disorders, skin cancer, eczema, all these things. So I was like, oh, this is perfect and it's 100% natural. So we partnered the deal. I was like, they were like, what do you want to call it? I was like, no, I want people to have favor, you know, favor over their life, favor over this. And I know how important skin and feeling sexy and feeling good and having good skin means to people. So wanted to make it unisex. So did the deal with them, and it's been about a good year so far, and it's doing really, really well. So we have skin cleanser, toner, moisturizer, lotion, under eye. So it's everything that you need to take care of your skin, and favorskin.com. You can go check it out. But it's really, really, really good and really healthy for you.
So that the only place they can get it is from the website, or yeah. Are we trying to distribute through, you know, the big box stores here in America and internationally as well?
So that's the plan. So we're actually talking to Target right now, but also we're getting it on Amazon. As of right now, it's on the website. So mm-hmm. favorskin.com, favrskin.com. So it's on the website now, but we're getting it through Amazon so it can now go global, because again, me and V, our fan base reaches Africa, Europe. Mm-hmm. So once that happens, it's going to be crazy. And then we're working out a situation with HSN now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're in talks. So we're about to finalize that. So once that happens, you know, and then the Target conversation has happened as well. So, and everyone loves the product, like genuinely loves the product. And it's been really, 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 really dope for both men, women, kids as well. And it's all organic, yeah. All organic.
I feel like you have a natural audience, right? You have 9,000 people that are watching it, part exactly. of your daily routine.
Exactly.
This is part of your daily routine.
Exactly.
Right. So from a marketing standpoint, were you conscious of that and made that absolutely. Part of the business plan?
Absolutely. So on the app, we show the whole skincare regimen. We show how to use it, what to do, even give like a breakdown of what each mineral and what each thing does for it. So out of the 9,000, we may say about, let's say 4,000 have purchased it, you mm-hmm. know, automatically. So, and then realizing that once somebody actually tries it, they want it all the time now. You know, and that's been the consensus from a lot of our fans and just people who are just discovering it. But we know that once it goes, the HSN, once it gets to Amazon, we know it's going to be on a different level, and it's doing pretty well.
So, all right, let me ask you this.
Yeah, man.
Well, how many, before we get there,
yeah.
How many products are in the line?
It's about five products.
Five products. Mm-hmm. So it's like a moisturizer.
Moisturizer, toner, lotion, face mask. And the actual wash.
So we see Rihanna, shout out to her, yeah. become a billionaire off of Fenty.
Yes.
Cosmetics, Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
Billionaire off of cosmetics.
Yes.
Is this the kind of goal that you have?
Yeah. I mean, yes, absolutely.
Even though it's not cosmetics per se, but it's yes. still skincare.
Because it's my life, you know. And the funny thing is, man, I do a what really got me the idea was I did a character named Butterscotch, you know, where I put like this white.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So a lot of companies were like, yo, we would love for you to be a part of this. Can you rock out this and this and this? And I'm like, why would I give my brand to you when I can create my own, you know, face mask and my own face product? And, you know, skincare line. So let me just not give you this. Let me make my own stuff. So that's what started it. But yes, from seeing the success of it, man, like again, and you just start seeing like these checks come in every 3 months, you're like, oh, it's very motivating. You know, it's very motivating to see that, damn, something that I created is now, you know, helping fund my life, you yeah. know? And so it's pretty dope.
How do you protect the product? Like you said that you went to Israel
yeah.
and got minerals from the Dead Sea. Like how do we protect another brand from following the same pattern, or is there a way to protect it?
That's a great question. Well, anybody can, you know, I can't. I don't own the Dead Sea. You
right,
know
right, what I'm saying? Right.
However, but like, again, it comes into the marketing. You know, again, it comes into even learning how the bottle, like the colors of the bottle, it depends on it. And then the product, and then people just literally seeing results so fast. I don't think, again, it being so pure, and for people to trust you with their face, you know what I mean? And then for them to see that it works, the word of mouth of everything. So I think just the difference would be the marketing and just making sure people understand that it's unisex. That there's not a lot of unisex products too. You know, people are scared to do that, you know, but again, seeing the results of that, it's been beautiful.
So the Jay-Z, you meet him when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
But then I guess you meet him again with the Roc Nation brunch, right?
Yeah.
So when was that and how was that?
So this was 2018. And at the time, my song Love Rhythm was going crazy. And so I haven't seen Hov at that time for maybe, 10 years, maybe 10 years, if that. So I'm not sure how, if he remembers. I don't know. Again, you don't know if he watches Power. You don't know nothing. So he sees me. He's like, "Ro, what's up?" And it's like, "Oh, wow, this is, what's up, man? What's up, bro?" You know what I mean? It was a moment. But then realizing, he was like, "Man, I'm so proud of what you're doing, man. I'm so happy for you. I love what you're doing, man. You're super, super talented. I love the songs." And then his nephews, he was like, "How y'all niggas let this nigga go, man? How you let this nigga go,
man?"
They
was there?
They was there, yeah. He was like, "How you let him, what? Damn," you know, but it was a dope moment of, again, validation, knowing that, you know, again, like, you made an impact on one of the greatest life, and he's still watching you.
What are they up to now?
I'm not too sure. I think they work for Roc Nation.
Oh, so y'all not really... Yeah.
No. Like nothing's wrong, but, like, I think they still work with Roc Nation.
There's a few of them up there. Yeah. So I was telling you, we were flying, and House Party is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
So I said, "Let me watch the new rendition of it."
Yeah.
And I pop up and I see you on screen. I'm like, "Oh, perfect. We're about to sit down with him next week."
Yeah.
Can you talk about that transition from being on a TV series to now being on the big screen? Because a lot of actors, I find it's tough,
absolutely,
right? Because
bro,
the TV series takes a lot of your schedule.
Yes.
Whereas movies can be 2 to 3 months.
Yes.
And there's a timing that you have to do it, right? You don't want to miss your moments. Talk about that transition from TV to film.
So, okay. So it took 8 months out of the year to film Power. So we were filming 8 months, bro. So again, with movies, the most it'll be usually is about 45 days. So that, for me, freed up a lot of my time to do other things, but still have a dope impact on whatever the movie is going to be. Again, I needed, for me personally, the transition, bro. I needed a break from TV because I needed to consistently build the music up because it takes too much time.
Mm-hmm.
And doing a series that long, you know, you kind of need like a moment, you know. And again, for me, strategically, Dre was such a powerful character that for me to jump into something right away, I didn't want, it felt like it would hinder the new show because people would just still see that character.
Mm-hmm.
And so for my mental health, for the trajectory of my career, it was like, let's take a break from TV. Let's focus on movies. Let's focus on these month and a half. Let's build the music up. Let's don't stress. And then at that time, it was COVID. So everything kind of shut down, mm-hmm. you know? So now that the world's starting to open back up, now it's like, okay, if a TV show comes that makes sense, I'm open to it. So now I'm on a TV show called Will Trent on ABC.
Yep.
So with that being said, different dynamic. They don't have a lot of us on there. You know what I mean? It's on ABC. So for me, it's like, okay, you made the right choice, bro. You know, like, so you're able to do this for 2-3 years, get your family right, spend time with your kids, build your relationship, get to know your woman more before you have to go away now for another 8 months to do something. So everything just worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I think selfishly as fans, it's like, we want to see Omari on the show for 10 seasons.
Yeah.
We want to see Issa on... do 10 seasons of Insecure, but we know there's a window,
that
you
man.
Can't miss.
Because, and 6 seasons of Dre was a sweet spot where it was like, okay, I still have room to make Rotimi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still have room to build my brand. I still have room to do it. But it's also iconic enough that you'll never forget it. So that was the sweet spot. So now, 2-3 year break, get on something that's completely opposite from that, and show, you know, my range as an actor.